for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. If you're new to this podcast or this episode, let me introduce myself once again. My name is Nia. I am a hypnotherapist, sound therapist, and yoga teacher here at Illuminations. And every week we have an exciting topic with a new speaker. So this week, our topic is how to manage jealousy in our lives and others, and how to stop judging it. And to talk about this great topic, I have a very special guest. Her name is Bharti, and she has been a member in this Illuminations family for a very, very long time. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for today.
And thank you for being with us here today. And just to tell you a little bit about Bharti, she is a Singapore-based hypnotherapist and a wellness coach. So I would love to invite you and thank you so much for being with us here today.
It is my absolute pleasure. It's the first thing I'm doing in Dubai once I've come back.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So let's just get straight into it. Sure. So since our topic is about managing jealousy, which we all feel, and I'm sure you felt it, I'm sure every single person who's listening to this right now, they felt it. And we are probably in a place where we don't know what to do about it. So what do you think? How do we go about managing jealousy? But before we start that, let's talk a little bit about what exactly is jealousy and how do we know, how can we identify what jealousy is and what are the different ways in which it comes up?
Sure. Okay, so great topic again, right? All of our emotions are valid emotions, right? And jealousy being one of them is not any different from the other. So when I feel included, when I feel accepted, those are again emotions that are validated. Similarly, jealousy is also an emotion that we feel that is trying to communicate something to me. It's trying to communicate that there is something which I want or I crave, whether it's an attachment, whether it's belonging, whether it's generating in me a feeling of not having something and I want it. Yeah. So it's actually nothing but a valid communication from my thoughts, from my mind, from my body, which is coming up with various ways. And it can be felt very differently by different people.
Absolutely. And I was just, and I loved what you said about it's creating a feeling or a reminder that there's something that we don't have. And that just reminds me of an article that I read, how even children at a very young age, maybe around months old, when their mother carries, let's say, even a baby doll, it creates this feeling of insecurity, which is perceived to be jealousy.
Absolutely.
And so it really does come down to this feeling of security, right? Right. And that's what comes up at an early age. But when we grow older, it just transformed into something else. Is that right?
Absolutely. So again, like we know, everything, all behaviors are learned behaviors, right? Yeah. Everything we learn. And words, thoughts, images, memories, they all have a certain space in our entire being. So if I was told as a child, oh my God, you're so jealous, not out of any wrongdoing of my parents or, you know, others around me or a teacher who's saying, don't be so insecure. Mm. Those words, those feelings get identified with the experience that I've had. Now, going forward in life, if I see something someone else has, that same feeling starts to generate within me, showing me that I don't have it or I don't have enough of it. Mm. And when that feeling comes up, whether it's in my body, that I might start feeling my throat kind of choke, or it's in my heart where I start to feel palpitation, or I feel envious, or I feel angry. It's reminding me of the same experience. Maybe I don't recollect that experience, but it's reminding me of the same feeling of not having enough. And then at that point, I remind myself or I tell myself I'm being very jealous about it or I'm feeling very insecure about it. Because those words, those feelings, those memories, they have a space in our being. How they come together as we go through life experiences keeps changing.
So it all comes down to, let's say, when we first initially have that experience of not having something and our conclusion about that experience based on what people said to us or how we then moved on from that experience then determines the belief Absolutely. Around that experience.
It kind of got labeled.
It got labeled, right. Yeah. So how is jealousy limited? So now that we're adults or like later on in life, how does jealousy then impact the way we live and so on?
It can be very limiting to firstly start off because what it does is when you believe or when you feel or you're being told that what you are exhibiting or feeling is jealousy or insecurity or envy for that matter, what's happening is you have automatically labeled yourself with a negative emotion. That's one. The minute, and we are all aware that our thoughts lead to our emotions and our emotions lead to our energy and then our energy translates into our physical reality.
Absolutely.
So already I have created this grid where I am now moving forward into a negative space that I have to effort or struggle or do something to get what I want and I have less of it. Now, jealousy can also show up in many ways. One, jealousy could be very competitive, wherein I look at someone and I feel very, very competitive about what they have. Jealousy can show up in relationships where I am constantly suspicious of, say, my partner or someone I love wanting to be with another person. So it's very important to understand where did this feeling come from? How did I label it? And what can I do now to kind of work with it rather than believing that it's something which is taking me down?
Right. So it's so like you said, it's competitiveness or it can be
possessiveness.
And that's when it comes to the context of relationship.
Absolutely.
Apart from relationship, what about in terms of career?
Absolutely.
And with your peers and so on. So these are just different ways in which it can manifest.
Absolutely. Even with body, Neva, you'll be surprised how many clients come and not even people who they know. They could be jealous of the way a superstar's body or a role model's body looks like. And they feel that that person has everything that they need because they have that perfect body or they have that perfect car or they have that perfect role or job. Believing that all of their unhappiness comes because they don't have that. So that kind of competitive angle is also there.
So speaking of competitiveness, is it not possible that jealousy can actually be beneficial? So if, let's say, being jealous and therefore having this competitive nature has led to so many achievements in life, would you then not associate jealousy to something beneficial?
That is exactly where I was coming to. That the main thing is that how are we becoming aware of this feeling? Are we categorizing it and labeling it as a negative connotation, which then does not allow us to have a growth mindset about it?
Right.
Or can we become aware of the feeling, feel it in our body, become aware, what is it trying to communicate to me? Why do I feel there is a lack here? What can I do about it? And then actually allow it to be the momentum to guide me into a better place.
All right. So let's just break that down. So considering like a lot of the times when we do feel jealous, it's typically not the best feeling because we are probably feeling very insecure about it. Let's say if we are in that space where we're constantly jealous, constantly comparing ourselves, so on. How do we then step by step move forward? How can we heal from that? How can we change that? Let's talk about that.
Sure. So the step number one, like I said, is awareness.
Okay.
First and foremost, get aware of the feeling. What made you feel like that? And don't label it. Don't box it in anything. Try to work through that feeling like a wave. What is it trying to tell me? What am I feeling in my body? Where am I feeling it in my body? Okay. And not always in that moment can you work through all of this, but it's always a good idea to make a note of it so that you can work with it either through your journaling or through your quiet time or through just generally your meditation. If you have a practice, understand what was it in that moment that showed up for me and what can I do about it? And then start again. The next step would be after awareness to work through with it, right? So everyone has a different way to work through it. You figure out what is it that it's trying to tell you and where is it coming from, okay? And once you ask yourself, where is it coming from? If you, even if you just sit down with it and say, what about this experience is making me feel like this? Do I feel bad that this person has it? Do I feel bad that I don't have it as early as this person has it? Do I feel bad that this person got it and I did not get it? What is, like, break it down. Break it down. What's really making you feel uncomfortable? Because it's nothing but an uncomfortable feeling of not having. And once you break it down as to what it is, you will realize half the time it's not about the other person at all.
Yeah.
It's about you feeling the lack of it and the contrast of wanting it, of really wanting it. It's there within you. And then you can flip that, that feeling of that lack to a place of how can I create it? Now this feeling, which would otherwise spiral you down, could become the momentum to give you the inspiration to work at it. And then you break down your goals for it.
So basically, how do you then, it's all about shifting jealousy to inspiration.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's, wow. So what if, so you know the why. So you, first you are aware of it.
Yeah.
You know what and where it's from.
You'd
and
be surprised that a lot of people are not aware of it also. That's why I said step number one should be awareness. You may feel really hollow. You may feel really angry. And it shows up differently for different people. I may suddenly feel worthless. I may suddenly feel triggered and aggressive. So different people can feel the feeling of what we tag as jealousy or insecurity or envy differently. And they may feel it differently in their body as well.
So it's all about finding the patterns and the number of times you get the exact same feeling in your body and finding the common link of it all. And also being aware of how it's negatively impacting you as well, right?
Absolutely.
And then from there, you cut it down into what and where it's coming from and when it's happening. And then you flip it into how can I then find the inspiration to create that for myself?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about jealousy in different situations.
Sure.
And one of them that comes to mind is relationships.
The most common
one. The most common one. And let's say you have a partner and in a relationship at some point, if the partner perhaps looks at someone else or talks about someone else, there's this innate need for you to naturally compare yourself with the other person. And it literally comes down to your self-esteem, right?
Yeah,
So how do you then, knowing that this is coming from within you and it has nothing to do with that person, how do you still then manage that situation?
Sure. So again, back to awareness first and foremost. Many a times that step itself is skipped, right? You see your partner engaging with someone, or let's not even go to a partner. Let's talk even amongst friends, for example.
Yeah.
I've had a client who once told me that she just had a baby, right? And all her friends are still not married. She sees all their images, their photos on social media, and instantly it makes her very jealous. Now that jealousy, she then starts feeling guilty about, because I should actually want to be with my baby. Why am I feeling so jealous? And it all starts coming out on her being rude with her friends.
Right.
So she's gotten into this spiral. So I helped her to break this down and understand what is the desire. What happens when you see that picture, let's say on social media, where your friends are hanging out and you're sitting at home, right? It's that desire to be included. It goes down to that. So once you know that you have this desire to be included, and then you can break it down and say, okay, maybe not this way, but X, Y, Z. Help the person with whatever it is for them that is so important to be included. Come to that feeling, hold it in the body, and then allow yourself to, like we say, vibrate with that feeling. Can I feel grateful about being included? And then when you look at the same picture, that feeling, that negative connotation of not belonging there will start to subside.
Right.
So you have to understand where is it really coming from. Okay, so for her, it was not being included. And of course, it doesn't just go down to that experience. Mm. When I work with her through hypnotherapy, as you would know, we go down to much earlier days where she was not included in a whole lot of other things. And then you work through that as well.
And it's so bizarre how something as simple as your friends partying without you would have its roots all the way down to not feeling included, perhaps from a much earlier stage in life.
100%.
Therefore, creating that belief system about who you are in that moment.
And it keeps showing up then in so many ways. And so that's why when sometimes you tell a client or you tell a friend that, you know, it's not about this experience, in that moment, they don't understand that. But if you help them to see the patterns, or even if you're working on yourself, if you see the patterns, does this feeling show up over and over again in different areas of my life? Do I feel the same thing in, say, my organization? Mm. The other person gets to do the presentation and not me. Mm. Does it happen in my relationship where my partner desires to be with, say, another friend or another or somebody else as opposed to being with me? That feeling will always remain the same.
Absolutely. So as you're saying this, it's also coming up to me that since the very first step is awareness,
yeah,
it also means accountability. Right?
Yes.
That the very fact that in order to be aware of it, in order to change it, you need to be 100% accountable or responsible for the way you're feeling. And that, I feel, is the first thing or the last thing that people want to do, because it's much easier to blame everyone else than to take accountability for what you're feeling, right?
Definitely, definitely.
And why do you think it's so painful to take full accountability for what you're feeling and taking full responsibility for what you're feeling, even jealousy?
Again, there could be so many reasons to it. One is it's a learned behavior, right? It's always very easy to be the victim.
Yeah.
Because in that case, you're the one who's suffering and the other ones are the perpetrators there. So it's always easy to be in that space.
I never thought about it that way, the victim, being the victim and how that relates to...
Correct. So that could be one of the reasons that could be there. The other thing could always be about you wanting to be in a certain pace and not realizing it, but the feeling coming through and then creating that contrast.
Mm.
So very often in our busy life, in our, you know, we're constantly doing things. We don't realize what we want, but that hollow feeling, it comes in. We are not consciously aware that we're missing out on something here or we're seeing something differently. But that feeling keeps coming in, you know, coming to us from within. That shows a lack, that shows a contrast.
And you then build defense mechanisms to cope with that.
To cope with it. Yes, absolutely.
Right. So now tell me how, if to our listeners right now, what is your best advice for them? So we covered all this topic, we covered all the steps and so on. What, moving forward, what is your best advice when it comes to stopping this pattern or perhaps even being more aware and taking accountability?
Okay, so I think one thing which really helps is to kind of integrate, right? To kind of understand that there are different parts of us that are active, that are vibrating at all times.
Okay.
So when we're in a really good space, all of us, all our bodies, all our beings are together and they are in this one synchronized alignment space and we feel really good about life at that time.
Okay.
But what happens is in many moments, especially when it comes to the vibration of, say, jealousy or being envious or being left out, right? A part of us feels separated. So if we can, rather than judging that part or labeling that part, like I mentioned, or putting that part down by saying, oh my God, so awareness does two things, Neva, right? One is that the minute you become aware of something, you can either work to make it better or the fact that you are now aware, you can spiral down by judging yourself saying, oh, I know all of this. Why am I still feeling like this? Okay, so at that point of time, you need to bring that part of you which is feeling negative, that part of you which is feeling separated, that part of you which is feeling very small, so to speak. You need to acknowledge it, you need to honor it, and you need to validate its feelings, saying, yes, you are feeling jealous and it is okay to feel jealous.
Wow, that's
yes, you are feeling out of it, you are feeling the lack of it, And it's okay to feel the lack of it. It's nothing wrong in feeling that. But do you need to continue feeling that? Perhaps not. So what can we do to bring you back to the feeling of wholeness? So one exercise which I often ask my clients to do is, you know, just take a moment whenever you have a negative emotion, whether it's jealousy, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness, take a moment, step back, go to your safe space, bring a happy memory, radiate that feeling outside, because eventually it's your vibration that's going to then shift your reality. So once you've acknowledged, once you've validated, that attention that that weaker part of you is trying to constantly get of you by knocking on your door constantly through experiences that this one doesn't like me, or my partner spends more time with someone else, or my friends don't include me, that is going to start subsiding because it's no longer triggering you.
Yeah.
Various experiences happen. Everything doesn't trigger us. What triggers us is what's active within us.
Yeah.
So if we can give attention to that active lack part and tell that part, I get you, I hear you, I see you. Okay, you're absolutely valid to feel that way. You should have got that lollipop when you were 6 years old. Mm. You should have been included in that plan when you were 4 years old. It's okay, I get that. But now you don't have to feel like that because now you are in charge of your emotions. And so to help integrate that part into the present by feeling that feeling of belonging, by feeling that feeling of expanse, of abundance, whatever it is, whichever area, and then bringing that part in.
That's amazing, because what that also does is it creates this nurturing part of you.
Yeah.
And that can eventually, because A, when you're being self-critical, you're already judging yourself.
Yes.
But when you create that nurturing part of you, that also cultivates this a new habit that stops you from judging other people as well.
Absolutely.
So it's completely transforming.
It's shifting the way you look at things.
Yeah.
It's shifting the way you create things and your experiences around you as well.
So you mentioned, so that's one trick that you shared. Is there any other tip that you would recommend that can perhaps neutralize this feeling of jealousy in that moment?
To neutralize the feeling of jealousy in that moment, again, you can work on yourself. So start to notice, where are you feeling it? You will always feel it somewhere in your body. So you can breathe into that space. You can start to notice or give it a shape in that moment, because we can't always do all this self-work in that moment. Awareness has come.
Yeah.
But now how do I deal with that sensation, that feeling, to get through it?
Yeah.
Right? So just take a moment. You could be sitting with anyone, wherever you're sitting, no problem. Take a deep breath. Breathe into that space. In your mind, give it a shape. It's big, it's bright, it's dark. And now start seeing it dilute, dilute, dissolve, dissolve, dissolve. Breathe it out and let it go.
Wow,
make a note amazing. In your journal and work on it in your private time, in your meditative space, wherever. Deal with it later.
That's amazing. I love that. And it's these are such powerful yet simple tools that we can use on a day-to-day basis. And thank you so much for sharing that. And I love this conversation so much, because this is something that we feel on a daily basis, perhaps, yet we overlook all the time. So I love that we had this conversation about it.
No, thank you
today.
So much.
And thank you so much for coming on. And any last words that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, it's about basically finding awareness about yourself and honoring all of your feelings. I think the biggest challenge is that whenever we feel a negative emotion, perhaps because of that process of learning, because of life experiences, we label it, we box it, and then it becomes stagnant. Yeah. And then we feel it recurring in our life over and over. If every time you feel a negative emotion, if you can work with it, if you can just acknowledge it and say, oh, okay, I looked at this and now I'm feeling terrible. I don't know why I'm feeling terrible, but I'm feeling terrible. What is this trying to tell me?
You.
So become so active with your own emotions. Talk to your body, talk to your feelings like we are talking right now.
Yeah.
Like everything. If you're having a headache, don't pop that aspirin. Just ask, what was I thinking right now that this caused me? And very often it would be a certain recurring thought or a pattern or a limiting belief that's causing it. And over a period of time, if you keep doing that, you will slowly, slowly start releasing these patterns, these hindrances that come in your own growth.
Because the more you resist something, the more it persists,
100%. Right? 100%. It'll keep knocking. It's like a little child.
the like more acknowledge
you
say, me.
Yeah. just the more you ignore, the more it will show up. Wow. The more you acknowledge. And I've noticed that you don't always have to deal with it in that moment.
Yeah.
If you just acknowledge and say, right now, I need to do something else, but I'll come back to you, that feeling will subside.
Wow.
It just needs your acknowledgement. It needs your buying in.
Yeah, because the minute you acknowledge it, you are sending awareness to that part and you're also taking responsibility for it. And that, I can see how that leaves you in a place of power rather than victim.
Correct. And when we feel victim is when we are only experiencing life through a certain part. Our power comes when we are whole. How will we be whole if we do not acknowledge, accept, and bring together all parts of us? And some parts will be negative and some parts will be positive.
Well, thank you so much, Bharathi, for that great conversation. And we'd love to have you again another time with another topic. So until then, thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. And we shall catch you soon with another speaker. And until then, take care, stay safe, and
thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.